This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. As he takes office, President Joe Biden is calling for all Americans to come together amid unprecedented challenges. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden says there's much to do as the nation continues facing the virus crisis amid a deep divide.
Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
It can only happen with unity.
We must end this uncivil war.
On the Capitol's West Front, where Trump backers stormed the building 2 weeks ago, Biden never mentioned his predecessor, and Trump did not show up, having flown to Florida hours earlier. At 78, Biden is the oldest president inaugurated, and running mate Kamala Harris also made history as the first black person and the first of South Asian descent to assume the vice presidency. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Many world leaders said they were looking forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden. Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, tweeted congratulations to both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, adding, "It's time to bring back conviction and common sense and to rejuvenate our EU-US relationship." Iran's President Hassan Rouhani hailed the departure of what he called the tyrant Trump, Tehran having repeatedly called on Washington to lift sanctions over its nuclear drive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged Biden to strengthen a long-standing alliance between the two countries. Pope Francis urged Mr. Biden to promote reconciliation and peace around the world. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that he looked forward to working with Biden to strengthen India's partnership with the United States. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech is likely to protect against a more infectious variant of the virus, which was discovered in Britain and has spread around the world. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The encouraging results from an analysis of blood of participants in trials are based on more extensive analysis than those released by the drug maker last week. In those tests, Pfizer said a similar lab study showed the vaccine was effective against one key mutation that's found in both of the highly transmissible new variants spreading rapidly across Britain and South Africa. The latest study, which was posted online but is yet to be peer-reviewed, was conducted on a synthetic virus with 10 mutations that are characteristic of the variant known as B117, identified in Britain. Among the 11 authors of the study are the co-founders of BioNTech.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The slowdown of getting vaccines into the arms of Americans continues, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A number of states are reporting that they're running out of vaccine, and tens of thousands of people who managed to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week, that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
The CDC says about half of the 31 million doses sent to the states by the federal government have been given so far. However, only about 2 million people have gotten the two doses needed for maximum protection against COVID-19. I'm Shelley Adler.
At least two people died and several were injured when a building in central Madrid belonging to the Catholic Church collapsed on Wednesday after an explosion. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Initial investigations suggested the blast in Calle de Toledo, a street that leads out from the city center, had been caused by a gas leak, according to the city's mayor, Jose Luis Martinez Almeida. Smoke billowed out of the collapsed building and rescue workers evacuated elderly people from a nearby nursing home. The top five floors were totally destroyed with walls blown out, while the bottom two floors were still mostly intact, but charred in places from the flames. A church official said one volunteer was missing. A neighbour said the building was a complex that provided residential training for priests and also gave meals to homeless people.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. On Wall Street just before the close, stocks were trading higher with all three major indices in positive territory. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.